Education needs to be rolled out in every school in the country and in every community, such as resource centres, where people can learn about diabetes and what it actually can do to people. I mean, it can have a knock-on effects. It can create problems with amputations. People's eyesight can be affected very badly by it. Heart problems, high blood pressure. It all starts with education. And I'll be lobbying, if I'm re-elected, very, very hard that the services are enhanced and that the management of those services are better handled than the way they are presently.
And you firmly believe that this should be taken right down to local level in terms of the way these services are provided and managed?
Yes, I think that every primary care centre and every doctor's surgery, there should be a clinic in those areas for local people, especially people who can't travel. That's very important in my opinion. I've seen it at the coal face myself in the diabetic clinic, the services that are needed for this illness. The most important thing is to have those services available to people when they need it. For example, I've seen in the diabetic clinic, the staff that is there are fantastic, but we're very under-resourced. Diabetic nurses themselves do a fantastic job in explaining what you should do. For example, a year ago, I was told that they were going to put me on insulin, and I had to do a whole lifestyle change, and only for the nurses and the advice that they give me, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in today. I'd probably be on insulin. It's all about education, first of all, and it's all about management and managing the resources that are already there, but also enhancing those resources. They need more diabetic nurses in the county, and they need to be more community nurses in the community dealing with the issue of diabetes, because that is where the problem is. It's within every community, there's some member of a family that has a problem with diabetes. It's the same as mental health. We as politicians, I feel we should be highlighting these issues on behalf of the groups that campaign to ensure that these services are kept alive, kept up to date, and that these services are looked after properly by management.